the camels. I would like to give names to these camels, not arbitrarily. After all, you can choose for them any name you want. And you can see how many of them are in your house or at your watering trough. The first one I would like to list is a challenger whose name is Conflict. He is a fighter. He will react and fight for no reason at all. It seems to be in his very nature. And then, when there is no one else to fight with, he will turn and give its rider a rough time for the day. Conflict. There are all kinds of conflicts in life, sometimes with people, at other times with circumstances. Perhaps a day is ruined by a bulky appliance in a house that will not do what you want. Or the neighbor's pet gets into your garden and digs up your best plants. At another time, you find yourself drawn into a nasty conflict beyond your control, and through that affair fall into discouragement and are badly bruised. Feisty Conflict is a war camel and is always picking fights and getting into problems. And its rider suddenly finds herself fighting with something or somebody before she even realizes it, or else someone is fighting with her. It is easy to get into conflicts without even trying when the ride chosen for the day is young, belligerent conflict. It frequently quarrels with its fellow camels and has to be constantly watched to keep it from fighting with the other animals in the caravan. David was sent by his father on a very ordinary journey to do his brothers a favor and take them some cheese and bread. It seems quite possible that he rode Conflict that day. His brothers were in the war camp that was fighting against the Philistines. Suddenly, it all seemed to happen to him. Almost before he knew where Conflict was taking him, young David found himself facing a murderous giant, shaking his lethal weapons and threatening to kill him. In desperation, he ran quickly to the water brook to find a way to quench the thirst of that threatening beast. One can get into such a conflict just trying to do somebody a favor, and all of a sudden finds himself in the midst of something that explodes all around him. There are many conflicts in the long journey of life, and the heaven-bound believer will be carried into all of them by the leadings of the Spirit of God. The members of the company of the Bride of Christ will have to water, feed, and learn to ride on top of conflict until they learn to ride through the battle and not fall off of him in the middle of it.